Hey guys, thank you for tuning into the Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. Hopefully you are well, and yes, I know I'm just a little bit late on this episode, which was supposed to be released on Thursday, but a little bit of things happen. But here we are. Last week, what I was going to do was I was going to talk about three games. The title of the podcast was supposed to be What I Wanted, What I Have, and What I Got. And basically, it was three video games that, one, that I've always wanted. Two, it was a game that I ended up playing. And three, was the third game that was given to me a gift, and I realized that I liked it absolutely so much more than I was ever expecting. However, one of the biggest problems with this is that the concept of time was a little bit off. And what I mean is, I remember it was in 2004, 2005, I lived in a different city. I wanted to go rent a video game, so I walked down to the local video game, or like movie store, looked, it's like, oh, sweet, Need for Speed 2. Try checking it out. Guy's like, nope, sorry, it's out. It should be back next week. It's like, yeah, all right, that's fine. So I'm looking around. Nothing really grabbed my eye and my attention until I see Midnight Club Dub Edition. With that, it's like, well, okay, it's a racing car game. I'll play it until Need for Speed comes out. So, you know, for a simple fact, that Need for Speed 1 was probably a Need for Speed's savior for that particular brand, because, you know, it was always supercars. Then he had Fast and the Furious come out. Then this came out, and it was absolutely iconic, and they actually went from it. So I took Midnight Club home, started playing it. The week was up. And so it's like, is Need for Speed in? The guy's like, no, I'm sorry, dude, it's not in. I'm not sure when it's going to be in. It's like, all right, that's fine, I'll grab Midnight Club. So I went on for such a long time playing Midnight Club, waiting for Need for Speed 2 to come up or come back into the movie store. It didn't. It got to the point where I rented Midnight Club so much that the movie store looked how many times that I played, smiled, and said, we will buy it for you. And I'm looking at him, it's like, what are you talking about? We will buy it for you. You've rented it so much, the least we can do is buy it for you, and you don't have to worry about purchasing it anymore. So the movie store actually bought me a video game. And that's how I remembered it. But a little something was a little bit different than what my memory once was. What I'm talking about is, that's how I remember everything. Basically going in, wanted to play Need for Speed. Then ended up with Midnight Club. Then at Christmas, one of my bestest friends went out and bought me Burnout 3, which I was more excited about that one. And after I played it, I realized Burnout was probably one of the masterpieces when it comes to video games, like racing car. But anyway, let's just kind of pause that for a sec. So what I mean by the reason why this whole entire three-pack series never really took off the way I wanted to is, I remember going in and playing those two games, like checking for the one, getting the second, ending up with the third. Let me tell you, Need for Speed came out in like November. Then I got Burnout 3 at Christmas. that Midnight Club never came out till the next year. So it was kind of weird trying to pinpoint and trying to grab stuff together, because I swear I was playing Midnight Club before Burnout, but apparently it was the other way around. Concept of time is just, and what you remember isn't always true. I'm starting to realize that now. Anyway, to this day, hard to believe, but I still have not played Need for Speed 2. The more I played with Midnight Club, the more I felt in love with it. Not because of me going straight up with it. Rather, the cars, they were better. There was cars, there was bikes, there was trucks. There were so many more options to race than the one part that Midnight Club did was had that whole entire open world concept where you could go and explore the actual city. You could have car shows, car meets. People were having creativity things where they would just meet like every Friday or something like that and just have car shows. So the community with Midnight Club was a little bit better. Cars were better, more options. And the one thing that I liked about Midnight Club is if you had somebody with a big V8, you click the special, you'd send a huge roar out and destroys everything around you, or at least pushes it. If you had a sports bike or import, you could slow time down for better handling. It was unique things like that. Then the music, like the soundtrack, it was incredible. Where the music 100% went with the game. Because, you know, you will have games out there that are just absolutely random. It's almost like they're filler. You're still trying to figure out, why the hell is that game in here? But when it comes to Midnight Club, they had all the music like big timers. It just suited it. They talked about making your vehicle flashy, rims, stereos, hydraulics, everything. If you had money, you can do anything like this. Like, it was perfect. Another thing that I liked about Midnight Club is I had a 77 or 78 Monte Carlo. And if you had enough torque on it, the actual chassis of the car would twist. Little quirks like that, that was fun. But Need for Speed, still haven't played it. Really don't want to. Then when it comes out to Burnout 3, that one, doing a little bit of research on it, Burnout 3, they said, was possibly one of the best racing car games ever created. You take a look at the reviews on it. Surprisingly, they were probably in the nines and a half. There are so many people that were on the verge of giving it a perfect score. I loved it. It was one of those games that if you don't have this in the library, you need to go out and go put it on. And also, Midnight Club and Burnout 3 is part of my top 5 Xbox 360 game list. Like, kind of like my Mount Rushmore, even though there's, I don't know how many presidents were on Mount Rushmore. All I know is these two were on it. Did a little bit more research, and I guess what they wanted to do, quotation, is to take the engine from Burnout and put it in Need for Speed and kind of mix mash them. Would that have been a bad thing? Absolutely not. It would have been an absolute huge positive to have the engine of Burnout. Like when you played Burnout, you could feel the speed. When you hit the nitrous, you could feel the speed. You could see the speed. Another issue that I have with a bunch of these games when it comes to nitrous in them, you could hit it. You could get an extra 30 miles an hour out of your engine. But yet everything else just, which is, you know, kind of cruises by. Not flies by, but cruises. When it comes to Burnout, if you hit that nitrous button, you're gone. Also, it would have been so much cooler to have that, the sense of actually speeding and being able to control your vehicle when you're just flying down the road. It seems like nowadays you don't get the true sense of speed when it comes to racing car games. Like, you can have the wheel, you can have this and that and this and that. But in reality, when you're speeding, things are coming at you close. When it comes to video games, they just can't perfect that sense of speed. Burnout did. And it is actually an incredible game where if Electronic Arts was smart, they would have took that engine, redeveloped it, and put it into the Need for Speed series. But, you know, I'm not Electronic Arts. I'm not some billionaire company, nor do I have one, or even come close. I think this show is probably worth $40. That was horrible. Anyway, so that was kind of the whole concept of the game, my episode, from what I wanted to what I had to what I got. To tell you the truth, guys, it kind of did turn out pretty good, despite not being organized and other things like that. So, what do you think? What are some of the favorite racing games? Are you a Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition fan? Are you a Burnout 3 kind of guy? Or are you even an underground crew? Like, you could either be all three. Which one would you be? Let me know. TangentsGamingPod@gmail.com. Or follow me on social media, TangentsGaming189. And let me know. Let's see what you have to say about it. Until next time, you guys, thank you for tuning in. And I will catch you later. And hopefully I can pound out a brand new episode pretty soon. Just to kind of keep in track. And also, if you're ever on Patreon, I do have a Patreon. Every month I do have a little bit of a kind of newsletter that goes out. It's called Tangent Rings. On the first of the month, I will go and release episode 2. But until then, I will talk to you later and hopefully you have a great day. And I apologize about the lateness. I promise next time will be better. Peace.